Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Excuse me, Blaze. Hi. Yeah, every single week we go through this. I have to sit here, whether you like it or not.
You ready?
Oh, here we go.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about positive things that we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with...
Gwen Ballinger.
My mom! So, hi, welcome to our podcast. If you've been around the past few episodes and watching on YouTube, you know, I always struggle with my mom and her microphone. She does not like to talk into it. And she says she feels claustrophobic, constricted.
Well, it was wrapped around my body.
But much how mine is now. So I've decided to put it in front of her. Like the mic stand is clipped in front of her. It just is like extended to its extreme because the only thing is the desk, but that's like 3 feet from us. So we're going to see how she does with the microphone today.
We're going to see. I can't help but talk into it because I'm turned this way to talk to you.
So it's working.
Because I always forget to go this way because I, yeah.
You have no idea where the camera is.
I don't know what's happening.
It's dead center. Always has been, always will be. It has the little red light.
I see that now. But see, I can't see the screen to see what we... No, I can't see us.
You don't need to look at it. That's fine. Anyway, hi. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Except she has allergies because she just went and pet my cat. And then we always like to forget that my mom's really allergic to cats.
Well, you know, just some cats. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it's condensed where the area is.
Yeah, Stevie has just been living in that room. So that room is just filled with her fur.
Cat dander.
Yeah. Oh, man, my nose is starting to feel stuffy, but that's just because, I don't know. You know when someone does something, you think about doing it yourself?
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not allergic to anything.
No.
I'm amazing.
No, you are.
How does it feel to create something so amazing? Yeah. Speechless. How you doing? You're good besides your allergies?
I'm good.
Do we want to start with holidays or therapy hour?
You always start with therapy.
We can start with therapy.
How's your, okay, therapy.
I thought I had therapy today.
Oh, you and your therapy schedule.
I was very confused by it. Well, because every time we have a session, she's like, when do you want to have the next one? And I always say like 2 weeks out, like we're not on a regular schedule. And I remember that I have one this week. And it used to be every time I had therapy, my therapist would just FaceTime me. And in the past like few sessions, she sent me a Zoom link. And so I used the Zoom link to then, you know, I'm like, okay, she's getting a little more professional. Love it. Good for her. And then I woke up at 6:30 a.m. and I opened my phone and I looked at my emails and I had a Zoom link from her in the email. And I was like, oh, that's right. I have therapy this week. I have therapy today. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And I like rearranged my schedule. I was like, I have a pretty packed schedule today. And I was like, what can I, you know, get rid of? I was like, okay, I won't work out today. So I get up, I do my thing with the dogs and the cat, and I shower, I sit down, I click the Zoom link right at 9, which it's always at 9. We always do our sessions at 9. It's just the day it's different. The day is different. Is the difference different? Every day is different. Every week is a different day. That's it. And I clicked on the link, and it said, this session is planned for September 22nd.
Oh.
And I was like, today is the 20th. And I was like, did she set this up wrong? That silly goose. And then I looked at my iCalendar and I was like, nope, it's for Friday.
She was on it.
She was just ahead of the game.
On it.
Which she has never done. And then she texts me and she's like, hey, Rachel. And I was like, oh God, she got pinged. And I just was like, at first I was like, oh, my bad. You know, like no one has to know. I messed up, whatever. And then she texted me and she got a notification that I had logged on to the session. And I was like, hey, so sorry. I clicked the Zoom link a few days early. My bad. LOL. And she was like, no worries, see you Friday. I was like, God darn it. She saw me. That's rude.
No, it's okay.
She didn't.
You were just excited about having therapy.
Right.
There we go.
But I was like, she's never texted me the link. First of all, the link texting is early.
But that's okay.
But like, no, it's not early. It's new. And the fact that she did it several days beforehand, Did you want, girl, did you want that to sit in my email unread?
The problem with that is for me, it would be for me, is that if you send it to me a few days before,
you're going
to
lose it.
Then I will not remember. I need it a few days before, and then I need it the day of.
Yeah, I like a morning of.
Yeah.
I can leave it unread in my inbox because I like to I like to empty out my inbox. Yeah. So if there's
same.
Oh my God, he's kicking
okay.
me.
Okay. That's another thing. Okay, this is not
no, go.
Complain hour.
It is complain hour.
It's hard for me to have any numbers on my unread emails or unread texts.
Well,
I have to read them and clear them.
Oh my God. Same. And it bugs me so much that that's how I know I'll get something done is if I make it unread.
Yeah.
Like someone will text me and I'm like, oh, I have to text them back. So I'll hit unread. And so I'll text them back because I hate having unread text message. Abby likes to see how many she can collect. And she just will see a thing that someone will be like, sounds good. And so she won't open the message. And she has like 200 something unread text messages.
Gosh.
And she's like, I'm not ignoring everyone because she's a very good texter back.
Yes, she is.
She responds to everybody.
Yes, she is.
Like, she is a good communicator, a good friend. And, but she just like, if someone just sends like a heart emoji back or like something or whatever, she just won't open that.
Right.
Or if it's like DoorDash sending her a notification, she won't open it. And she has a bunch. I'm like, why? And she goes, I don't know. It just started happening. And I like to see how high I can get it.
Oh, gosh.
But she responds to everyone. So it really is just like end of conversations. And so everything that's unread is just people she hasn't talked to in a really long time or it doesn't matter. I'm like, how?
I can't have the number.
So when she's, if I need her to like read the full text, like when we're, because she, a lot of the time she just will like glance at it and look
because you
away.
See the first line and you go, oh, okay, they answered yes.
So or... I'll make it so the first line will be something she has to click on and I'll make it longer. Like I'll never respond with just one or two words. Like if she's out of town and I want to keep the conversation going, I'm like, I'm making it just to click it. I know what she does. Yeah. So anyway, I can't stand it either.
No,
having
I can't.
Unread
I can't.
Stuff.
Huh?
Having unread stuff. I can't
yeah,
stand
I can't,
it.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's just, it feels unsettled to me.
Yeah. 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 Okay. We're the same.
Yeah.
Phew. Okay. Because I've seen other people's phones and they have like 4,972 emails. And it's
yeah.
like,
oh, no.
Read those. Read and delete.
A therapy thing I saw on TikTok this week is some girl said, if you are hurt because someone else's feelings are hurt, check yourself and see if you're ashamed for hurting them. Because there's a lot, this is what I see a lot is like, victim mentality where it's like, I'm hurt that you'd be hurt by this. And it's like, or are you ashamed that you hurt the person? Like when you do something that's mean and someone else reacts,
you got to say sorry immediately, man.
Yes.
You
but I saw
gotta
that thing that's like, it's okay if someone else's feelings are hurt. She's like, intent and feelings, like intent and like how it was received are two very different things. And if you hurt someone's feelings, you should always apologize because even if that wasn't your intent, that's right. how it came off and that's how I see it. Like she was like, if I'm walking down, she's like, because like me walking down the street, I might feel unsafe when in reality I'm very safe, but I feel unsafe. And she's like, my feelings are valid.
Right.
And it's like, if you hurt someone's feeling, but you didn't mean to, you still hurt their feelings. And you shouldn't be hurt that they're hurt. You should apologize.
Right.
And like, you don't have to, like, you can try and explain, but it's okay that they are hurt, even if you didn't mean to hurt them.
Right.
So it's like a whole thing. And I was like,
it's a whole thing.
If you are hurt because someone else is hurt by you, check yourself and see if you're ashamed that you hurt them. Or if you're like, because it goes against what you believe. And oh, she did a really good cooking analogy. She was like, some people can't handle that they hurt someone else because it goes against their belief. Because she's like, imagine if I think I'm a really good cook. I think I'm a phenomenal cook. And I make you this amazing pizza and you eat it and you go, this is a little salty. And I'm like, how dare you? No, this pizza is perfect. It is not too salty where it's, but salt, how salty something is a personal preference.
Yeah.
And like, it's a personal thing. And so something you did wouldn't hurt your feelings or you don't think is bad is actually hurting someone else's feelings. And you're like, no, because I wouldn't be hurt by this. I think I'm fine. And because it goes against your reality of yourself.
Yeah.
Being like, no, I'm a nice person.
Were you hurt that
no.
I couldn't taste your yogurt thing today?
No, I was not hurt.
I couldn't taste it.
That is fine. But it's like,
you're like, you got to try this, mom. And I'm like,
I can't taste it.
That's what fine. Is it?
I'm sure I just feel good. Bad for you. I just feel bad for you. But it's like, so the person who made the pizza, the pizza is perfect. The person who ate the pizza was too salty for them. And it was just like, yeah. Both are truth.
Yeah.
Both are valid.
Yep.
And if that's how it is with feelings, like feelings are valid. That might not mean that's fact. Like
true.
It might not mean fact, but it's valid. Like, okay, your feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It might not be that might not have been the person's intent. Most people might not have been hurt by it, but we all have our own baggage. We all have our own taste preferences.
Yep.
So it's like, that was like a way to be like, oh, I can't believe they're hurt by that. That's ridiculous. It's like, well, they are hurt. Okay. Sorry that you're hurt.
Yeah.
You can say that wasn't my intent.
Yeah.
And then you learn from that. So I thought that was a cool little TikTok. All right.
My therapy is the beach.
You love a good beach.
Gone back to the beach.
You love searching for rocks and crystals and sea glass.
And shells.
And shells.
And
I
then
just seashells.
Standing there and just looking out into the vast ocean. You're going, I am so insignificant.
You have just, always loved looking at the ocean.
Because it's open. It's freeing. It's
not claustrophobic.
It's not claustrophobic.
Are you feeling better with this mic?
Much, actually.
Okay, this is how we have to do it. See, while I am not constricted by this, you feeling constricted was very valid.
Yeah.
And instead of telling you to get over it,
yeah,
we have come up with a new solution.
Yeah. Like in an airplane. I used to always have to sit in the window because I had to see out. I had to see where I was going. So if we crashed, I knew which direction to go to get help.
Because did you think you'd survive a crash?
And now, no. Don't send me by the window. I got to be in the aisle because I got to know my ways out.
You got to get out before anyone else. You don't want to wait on the people in front of you?
No. They might be slower. I'll help them out.
It's been proven. I love a first class. But it's been proven that in a crash, the first class is most likely the ones to die. And like the back of the plane is the ones to survive.
Safers. Yeah.
And I'm like, when do you think they're going to switch it? Where they put first class in the back of the plane?
I don't know. It's louder back there.
I don't know. I could see them switching it so that...
For safety?
For safety. I could totally see that happening.
Do you want to pay $1,000 more to be guaranteed you're not going to be...
The first to die.
If they hit nose first.
Yes. What plane is hitting butt first?
What if it's going...
Well, there's no, but it's like a crash landing.
Yeah.
The nose is going to hit first on a crash landing.
Yeah.
I can see them moving first class to the back of the plane.
Or the middle.
No, because I feel like airplanes break in half a lot.
Oh, okay. We don't know anything.
I do know. I've seen little diagrams on the TikTok. I'm very smart. I saw it on TikTok, Mom.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Before we move on to the holidays, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's move on to holidays.
Holidays, 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 holidays. Silly. Thinking I can see without
my eyeballs.
I
almost said sunglasses. Glasses.
Hey, Rachel. The 22nd is National Girls' Night and National Brave Day. National Brave Day is the day that honors women who build each other up.
Love that.
You know, lift each other up, rescue each other, make each other brave. Be brave. Yeah.
So I can stand on mountains. You raise me up. Okay, your turn.
Autumn equinox. It's the end of summer.
Why are you whispering? Why are you whispering?
I didn't know I was.
You literally went, autumn equinox. You went away from the microphone and whispered.
Fall starts on the 23rd, and I blasted out all the eardrums.
The 23rd. That's your birthday near it.
What?
August 23rd, your birthday.
No, we're in September, sweetheart.
Oh.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We just had my birthday.
I thought, you said autumn.
Autumn.
My brain registered as August. And I was like, wait a second.
It's because our brains go too fast.
I know. And we don't listen. We don't listen,
we
Mom.
We just jump in and think we know.
Oh, my God.
We don't know
okay.
The 25th, important day, National Tune-Up Day. That is the day you should be checking your heaters, all the things.
Okay.
For winter that is coming. I sound like Game of Thrones. Winter is coming. I started watching that again.
You did?
From the very beginning.
Why do I want to break out in song always? Let's start at the very beginning. I don't know many people who have started Game of Thrones over again.
I just decided to do it.
Okay.
You know why? Because on TikTok, there was little clips. And it sucks you back in.
It does.
So tune up your heaters. Listen to the bees. It's going to be a harsh winter up north.
Listen to the bees. It's going to be a harsh winter. The Canadian bees said so.
What else do we have? 26th National Pancake Day. I love a good pancake.
I love a chocolate chip banana pancake with butter. I don't even want... Thank you, Blaze. I don't even want syrup. I just want butter drenched.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's delicious.
Delicious.
But you could also add some syrup, but I just need butter.
Real syrup or pretend syrup?
Real syrup.
Real syrup is good.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay.
And then you got the next day, you got to get up and realize that it's National Women's Health and Fitness Day. So work
all
off
day,
that.
Son.
Work off all that pancake.
Or don't.
Or don't. You don't have to.
You don't have to do anything.
No.
But I would like everyone to be healthy.
Did you work out since your therapy was canceled?
No, because I had already showered. I can't work out after a shower.
We are so the same.
I sweat.
So what do? I get up and take a shower. That way I don't have to work out all day.
Okay. Well, no. But I already took a shower and did my makeup and dressed for the day.
There you go.
I sweat. I'm a sweaty person. Yeah. I'm not going to switch into my gym clothes and then sweat all my makeup off.
Right.
And I'm going to have to shower again.
Right.
And then I have to redo my makeup?
Yep.
Not a chance.
And if you go to the beach that night, you got to shower again.
Sure. That was... What? That was...
If you go collecting glass or shells or rocks.
Of course.
You got to get the ocean off you.
Okay. I mean, that's what we all do. yeah. So I might try and do some yoga later. I don't sweat during that.
Okay.
I'll do some yoga before bed, maybe.
Gotcha.
So I edited a vlog instead. I needed to do that.
Okay. Well, you got stuff done.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to start our journey?
Let's do it. I thought we already did.
Well, kind of. Where's my outline?
Next is top trends.
I know, but okay, there it is. Okay. Have you seen any top trends on the internet?
Yes, and I did it.
Tell me.
Okay.
Wait,
so.
wait. Update. Did you try Brenda's biscuits?
No, I did
Mom.
Not. You said you were coming up and you didn't.
I did. I saw you Saturday.
Okay, but you didn't come to my house. Where am I just supposed to make Brenda's biscuits anywhere?
I was 100% at your house on Saturday.
Were you?
Yes.
What did we do? I don't remember.
I literally.
You were in my house?
I looked at your rocks. I came over with crumble cookies.
Oh, yes, you did.
Look at her, just spewing
you
lies to my face about me.
It was.
Come here,
but
boys.
Admit it. It was a moment where...
It wasn't planned. It was not planned.
Not planned, but it wasn't a moment where, I'm just going to break out and bake.
I mean, you could have.
Oh.
I wouldn't have been mad.
Okay.
You were trying to feed me.
I was.
So...
But...
You really don't have an excuse in this
moment.
I'm
sorry, Rachel.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Okay. Yeah, that was not my intent to hurt you.
I believe you.
Okay.
I believe you. And that does make me feel better.
Good.
Please tell me what trend you saw and you did.
Okay. TikTok.
Of course.
Of course. And it is related to food.
Of course.
And children.
Love.
What? Well, not really, because I did it for myself and it was great. You take a potato.
Oh, she's so excited. She's like me when she gets excited. She can't talk.
You take a piece of toast.
Got it.
Not the healthy kind that has...
You want some Wonder Bread.
Not quite that.
Whoa! How dare you?
Not quite
you
Wonder Bread.
You just flinched in disgust at the thought of Wonder Bread?
Sorry. But the stuff...
Oh, we're going back.
I was raised on Wonder Bread, sweetheart.
Oh, she got sassy. I love it. Okay, bless your heart.
You can use... Actually, Wonder Bread, the white Wonder Bread would work the best for this.
Right. Remember how 2 seconds ago I said Wonder Bread and yes, you flinched in disgust?
Sorry, that was just, I don't know why that was in me.
Why did you hate Wonder Bread? Wonder Bread's the best bread.
Okay.
What is your favorite?
There's no nutritional value in it, child.
I never said there was.
I know you didn't.
I didn't say let's get some healthy Wonder Bread.
Don't use healthy bread for this.
Oh, great. So Wonder Bread.
Or some Home Pride.
What is with you? Oh, you like the Homestead.
Home Pride.
Home Pride. The yellow one with the lady on it?
Yeah.
Why do you like that? That is trash.
But you know what? Because I think it's one step up from Wonder Bread.
No, it tastes terrible and there's no nutritional value.
But that's not what I eat now. Now I eat the sticks and twigs kind, you know.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Okay. So can we get back to the trend?
Yeah, I was just shocked. I've never seen
someone so attacked.
I apologize. That was okay. My intent.
So you take a piece of bread.
Okay.
And you take like, have you ever seen the trays, the plates that have little sections in them, mostly for kids?
Yeah.
Or you could use little cups, bowls, something.
Yeah.
But you pour a little bit of milk in, and then you put a little drop of food coloring, different colors for each cup or section.
Okay.
So you're making the milk different colors. Then you take a paintbrush and you dip it in there and you paint on your bread. And the colors aren't very bright and you're like, this is not working.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to overdo the food coloring. Just one drop.
Just a little bit. A little goes a long way with food coloring.
So last night I go, I'm going to try this.
Just by yourself?
By myself.
Love it.
It was like 11 o'clock at night.
This woman got out of her bed.
Painting milk-colored milk on bread. Then you toast it. And the colors pop. It's beautiful.
I love this. So you can like make your kids' food look fun.
You can have your kids paint the stuff on.
Oh.
And then you stick it in the toaster oven and then the colors pop.
Yeah, I would think it'd have to be a toaster oven where it lays flat and not a toaster where it goes in vertical.
It can go in vertical. It's not going anywhere because it kind of soaks up. You don't dump it on. You just like use a paintbrush.
A tiny little one.
So I made a little sunshine and a flower and grass on the bottom. And I'm
like,
this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. It's going to be one of those TikToks that are like, eh. Nope, it worked.
I love this for you.
And I ate it.
I'm so glad. I am so glad.
So try it. It's fun. It was a fun little craft.
It's very rare I have white bread in the house because I feel like you need white bread.
This wasn't white, but it was like the off-white kind.
Okay.
The pretend wheat one.
Pretend.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic way of describing that. Yeah. Pretend wheat.
It's not stone ground wheat. It's
not
enriched
and seeds.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That was my trend.
Well, my trend isn't as exciting as painted bread.
Well.
Mine is, the trend I've been seeing going on the internet is that somehow girls realized that men are constantly thinking about the Roman Empire.
I saw that too.
Right? And so girls have been filming their boyfriends or their dads being like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And they sit there and they're like, I mean, not too much. Several times a week.
Some go once a day.
Multiple times a day. Yeah. And what about girls are trying to figure out
why?
What is the girl version of the Roman Empire?
Oh.
And I asked my cousin Andrew because Andrew was like, well, I watch a lot of history stuff. He's like, I love history.
Yeah, he does.
And so he's like, I'm on Instagrams and TikToks of history. So like it gets brought up a lot. Roman Empire was
a big deal.
It was a big to-dos. It was a moment. I mean, Colosseum. I've been there.
Yeah.
Pretty big. Pretty cool. He's like, that's why I'm on it. And I think a lot of guys, I think like history for some reason, or like conquerors, and I don't know. And so like we can't figure out why guys like it so much. I was in an Uber with half of it was all girls, and then Andrew, oh no, there's two dudes in the car and then a bunch of girls, and we got an Uber XL and we were talking about this and we're like, why do you guys think about it? And the Uber driver, he opened his mouth and he shouldn't have, and he said, well, if I could give my opinion, and you hear Andrew go, ooh. He goes, men are just more cultured. And Abby was like, and I was like, excuse me. And Andrew goes, no.
Stop.
Luckily, we were pulling up at the house. And Abby was just like, we all just were like, there's no point. And we just got out and we were just like, okay, bro, see you, dude. Bye. And just like got out of the car and left. But we're like, okay, no. What does cultured mean to you, bro? Anyway, we got off very lucky because if that was the beginning of the Uber ride, he would have.
Yeah.
The car of very strong women would have eaten him alive and not in the good way. But it was right when we were getting dropped off and we just wanted to go in and eat Taco Bell. So, but
maybe he timed it.
He might have. But girls have now been trying to figure out what is the girl version of the Roman Empire. We've seen some girls say, like, your ex-best friend. How often do you think of your ex-best friend?
Okay.
Princess Diana.
Okay.
Abby's like, I think the Princess Diana one. And I was like, and she's like, also your ex-best friend one. And I was like, I don't think of either very often. I would say once a month, maybe, because it gets brought up on a TikTok or something.
Yeah.
And then what was another one? Oh, and then another one was like trigger words. Like, okay, well, getting essayed and killed. Women are constantly thinking about that. We're like, okay, well, that's not Roman Empire. That's just like survival. Right.
Because their Roman Empire thoughts are good.
Yes.
Not scary. Yeah, not, yeah.
Not like, how do I survive? Oh, the Roman Empire. So I thought Princess Diana might be one for a lot of girls. It's not for me.
I don't think for every day.
No. Or weekly. No. The ex-best friend one, I think a lot of people do, but I don't. No. That one's, I'm fine. I think I've healed. Think
minds are so busy and we're thinking about what's ahead, what's ahead.
I'm just thinking about food all the time. Like, I am really excited to end this podcast. We're only halfway through, but so that I can go eat lunch.
Ooh, is it Wonder Bread?
No.
And tomatoes?
It's wheat bread.
Wheat bread.
With bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and this...
An FLT. Instead of a BLT. Bacon.
I know.
Okay.
An FLT. Yeah, it's a BLT with added extras, and it's fake bacon. So... Yes, I've already planned my lunch and I'm very excited
Sounds
for
good.
It.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway, that's the main trend I saw.
I saw that one too. Why didn't I think of that? Because I don't think of the Roman Empire.
Probably.
I think of food.
Now we're thinking about the Roman Empire.
Painted toast. That's what I'm thinking of.
All right. Let's move on to our next segment. Have you learned anything on the internet this week?
I did. I learned a couple things.
What'd you learn? That you can paint bread?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also learned now is the time to prune your lavender bushes. You think, oh, at the end of autumn I will? No. You do it now. The other thing I learned.
You would think. Of all of the seasons.
At the end. When it's, you know, no. Do it now.
All right.
Okay. But I learned something else.
Yeah. Please do tell.
If your phone is not holding a charge, that's not the right. When you put the thing in and it's not, stop it. It's not charging.
Okay.
It doesn't mean your charging port's not working. It means you need to clean it out. I did not know this. And I thought, I don't have a phone. I can't charge my phone.
You have to clean out your charging port? I've never heard about this.
Right?
The little hole? How do you clean it?
A toothpick.
That seems dangerous.
But it had so much gunk in it from going to the ocean and dust and things.
Okay.
Because I thought, what am I going to do? And I bought one of those magnetic ones that charge your phone. But I can't have those all over the house and spend all that kind of money. So, oh, no, what am I going to do?
You clean it.
You clean it. And it works wonderfully now.
That's amazing.
Clean your port.
Clean your port, everybody. Just... Phrase of the day, clean your port.
And speaking of iPhones.
Oh my God, a segue. Yes, I love this. Keep going.
I also learned that France banned iPhone 12s. Who doesn't have an iPhone 12? Everyone has an iPhone 12.
Is that where the lawsuit came in?
No, this is radiation. It exceeds the radiation that's being put into you.
Oh my God.
When you're on phone calls and stuff. And then I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, oh no.
And then I saw another TikTok that said, there's no scientific proof of that. So.
Then what is France doing?
I don't know. Maybe they know more than us or not as much. I don't know.
But aren't we on like iPhone 15?
Yes. And this news of the iPhone 12 came out the day after they announced iPhone 15. Coinky dink.
So people will get rid of their 12s and buy a 15.
Exactly.
So were they in cahoots with France this whole time?
No, I don't know.
What's to do? What's to do about all this?
There you go.
I'm just going to keep with my, I think I have a 13. I'm just going to keep with my 13 until it breaks. Oh, you have all the radiation.
I love it. Maybe it'll slow my brain down. I don't know.
I'm loving this radiation, you guys. I don't know what all the hoopla is about.
I don't talk on the phone. I just do.
I call you all the time.
Yeah, but we speakerphone it.
I do speakerphone it.
FaceTime,
I don't like
speaker time.
No, I don't like holding things. I don't like it. I don't like being my hands having to do something like always. So I put it on speaker and I'll put it on the desk or I'll hold it, but I'm doing this.
But every time I put it to my ear to talk to you, you're like, Mom. Mom.
Because you mute it.
Because I don't mean to. It's my cheek thing hits the mute thing. Because I'm trying to hear you. Or you're like, is Dad around?
Sorry.
And I'm like, putting it closer to my head.
This talking with your phone in front of your face on speaker is way more superior than having it pressed up against your face.
And it gets hot.
Yeah. I don't. And then you're like, you break out.
Okay.
If you have acne issues. And then, but like, no. Speakerphone in front of you, way more superior.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And that is just my firm belief on this.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Did you learn anything else? I did.
I want to hear you.
Mine's about grapes.
Oh, yummy. Go, let me hear.
Your enthusiasm.
It's food.
Well, I saw on TikTok, this girl was like, don't wash your grapes and then pick them all off. Wash your grapes. Put them between two towels and just roll it.
I saw that as well.
You just massage it. So you're just like rolling it back and forth for like 10 seconds and they all come off the stems.
But are they mushy?
I didn't ask. It was a TikTok.
We're going to have to try it.
We didn't get a sparkler.
We were, that's, oh.
Someone commented though, because I read comments now. Hello.
You ordered it.
I forgot.
Oh.
It's in my cart. Someone said there's a part two where they opened up the egg and some of it was a little cooked.
Okay. We still have to try this.
I know. I failed. I failed at the spark. I should have done that.
And I failed at the biscuits.
It's okay. Guys, we have so many dreams and aspirations and just plans, goals.
Yes.
We forget that we have them.
We do.
About 10 seconds after we make them.
Something else shiny comes
and then
in
we
our
have
brains.
To eat.
And then, yeah.
So we find a rock at the beach.
Things happen.
We think we have therapy. Life exists. So we have so many goals.
I need to write these down.
I do. Okay. And then I forget that I did. And I don't look back at the list.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Gosh. All right. That's the only thing. I mean, I learned a lot of stuff, but that was the only thing I thought to write down.
Wait, what was that again?
The grapes. The grapes. Mom, okay. The grapes.
Have you frozen grapes? That's good,
yes,
too.
Of course I have frozen grapes. Okay. I love food.
Food's good.
All right.
Next.
We're going to move on, but before we do, let's check to see if we have one more sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. Let's move on to new updates. I don't have any updates.
My update said I did not make Brenda's biscuits. Yeah.
What an update. All right, then let's just move on to things on the internet that made me smile. Me. I will never not laugh, one, at animal fail compilation videos, but two, when people film them trying to learn TikTok dances for the first time.
Oh, I bet that's good.
And it's not set up where they're like, oh, this is going to be funny that I'm going to fail. Oh, let me bring in my boyfriend and try and teach him and it's going to be funny. No, when they set up the camera being like, I can do this.
Dead serious.
Dead serious. And then their bodies just betray them. I think I've said it before on this podcast, but it will always be the funniest because you sit and you see someone doing a move and you automatically go, yeah, I can do that. And people set up the camera being like, yeah, let me see what it looks like when I do it. And then it's like, why did do that? Why does my body hate me? Why couldn't my butt go that way?
Now see, after I've practiced one for 40, 50 times, I still look like it's the first time.
But I wholeheartedly appreciate, I don't know why, I never see the full dances. I always see people attempting the dances and then people explaining the dances, but I never see the actual dances.
The actual thing.
But I appreciate the people who explain it step by step. Because when you see a move, you're like, what? But then when someone slows it down, they go, this foot this way, this hand this way,
and they put a name to it.
Yeah, and then I'm like,
a name to the move.
That is so easy. It's just someone has to break it down for me. You just having a moment with Blaze?
Well, he's agreeing with us.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
He's being very good this time around.
Very good.
I hit his bone from him, that's why. Oh. Actually, he hid it from himself, and I think it's deep in the couch that he can't get to anymore. So, and I'm not helping him.
You outdid yourself, Blaze.
Yes, he's a good one. All right, did you see anything that made you smile?
I did.
Tell me about it.
What? I found a shell at the beach that had sea glass inside it.
What?
It was wedged inside of it the way it just hit it the right.
Oh my God.
So bonus shell.
I need to come beach hunting with you.
You do.
I would love that. I think I need to do that soon.
It is fun.
We go, Abby loves sea glass hunting. And sometimes we'll go out on the beach here and there's nothing.
Yeah.
Do you have a special beach?
We trade off beaches.
Okay.
Like that one didn't have any, so we'll go to the next one.
But, all right. Because like the beaches around here, I don't think have a lot.
It just depends. The time of year, the tides.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah.
You know what else made me smile?
Please tell.
I volunteered at Direct Relief International.
Okay.
And that's where you package up. We were just packaging up things that essentials need. You need. I'm going to start over.
5, 6, 7, 8.
And I'll still mess up. Essentials that a person would need if they went through a catastrophe.
Yes.
So soap, razors, sanitary pads, washcloths,
and
shampoo.
Underwear.
No underwear. Oh. But just cleaning self stuff that you would need. Like I'm sure they sent some to Maui way back. Maybe these were going to Libya. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it was fun.
You and I did that when I was in high school.
Yes. And they're doing
the
it
Red
again.
Cross.
Yeah, but this one is Direct Relief International. It's not a plug for them or anything. It's just...
I mean, we'll always plug a charity.
Yeah, but it was every couple of months they do a thing for volunteers to come and spend a few hours.
Yeah, I want to do it.
And it's very well run and easy, and they play this music, and everyone is happy.
I would love to do it with you next time.
Yeah.
You invited me, and I will say I chose sleep. Over
well,
it because it was at
it was 8 a.m.
8:30 yeah, and
there's
driving,
another shift at 12 or something.
Driving
so.
Into Santa Barbara that early would take me about an hour and a half.
Yeah,
and I would have had to wake up at 5 a.m. And I was like, I see that there's a later time slot. Next time, do that,
yes.
And I will go with you fully.
Yeah.
So
it's a happy couple of hours.
I'm volunteering at I don't know what it's called. It's like a surf and water play for kids with disabilities on Saturday. Okay, this should have been an update thing.
Do it.
I need to ask the internet. Do you refer to, okay, I was taught, growing up, it was, you would say if someone has autism, you'd be like, oh yeah, the autistic boy. Okay, they're autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was taught a few years ago, you say no, like that boy with autism. Because they're more than their disease.
Exactly.
Well, don't exactly me yet, because... Oh. So I was taught, and that was like, you say, person with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to just say they are autistic, because they are not their disease. They just happen to have the disease. And I said, okay, bet. I want to say what's right.
Okay.
I don't want to offend anybody, right?
Right.
And then, so I said that on a podcast, a Rachel Uncensored, I believe. I said, so this boy with autism, and someone said, hey, autistic person here, they're being very, very kind, and I appreciate when people are kind and informative.
Yes.
And they said, don't say that. They just want it to be a normal thing, like, you're gay, but you don't want to say you're a girl that has gay. And I was like, well, that's not the right thing. They said it more put together than that. But I was like, wait, I thought it was the opposite. And they were like, well, apparently the medical field is pushing person with autism instead of autistic person.
Mm-hmm.
But autistic people like just being called autistic. And I'm like, I'm confused. I don't know which one to do it. But I feel like it might be that thing where it comes down to each person, what they prefer. Because I'm like, okay, this autistic person is telling me this thing and they're autistic.
Right.
They're the ones that have autism. So I need to do what they say. But then they explain that it's the medical field that's pushing it. And I think we've both known that, like, sometimes the medical field isn't always the right one. Like, they're always pushing things that isn't what actually is true for the community.
Right.
And so I'm in a kerfuffle
It is a kerfuffle.
And I think it's like maybe per person what they desire. Yeah. They personally, but then I'm like, well, when I'm just talking about a general person, I don't know what they prefer. And I just, well, I don't want to say anything wrong.
But you, that could be for any disability.
Yeah, right?
Like, oh, the blind man. How else would you?
Yeah. He's not a man with blindness. He's a blind man. So I guess they would be an autistic man. He's not a man with autism.
But then again, some people don't want to be defined by that. But some people, that is my definition because that is a part of who I am.
I'm struggling.
I think it's a personal thing.
I think it is a personal thing. But when I'm talking generically, I want to speak correctly.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to say it wrong by any means. And so, guys, I've been stressing about this for about a week now. And I just want to say it right. So if any autistic person out there would like to tell me, or person with autism out there would like to tell me what is the general correct way to refer to it. I would like to do what the people want and not what the medical field wants.
Right.
Because the people are the matter the most, not the doctors who are trying to push something. Oh, God. That was stressful. Oh. That was a lot of word kerfuffles for me. My brain doesn't work very well when I have to use words.
And it was upsetting you.
It was upsetting me because I don't want to do wrong.
It was upsetting you.
Okay. And I very much greatly appreciate the person who spoke out about it so that it started my thought process. Okay. Now, the last segment of today.
Yes.
Do you have any confessions?
I started your Christmas present.
That means you're making it. I'm so excited. What is it? Don't tell me. I don't know. I don't like when people ruin presents. I always have
debated even saying that I started.
No, I love it.
Because if someone said that to me, I'd be like, what is it? I got to find out what it is. I have to know what it is.
The worst. You will not let it go. You get angry. You take all the fun out of it.
Yep. So don't even let me inkling of knowing.
I can't let you know that there's a surprise underway. You tell me there's a surprise. I'm like, what is it? No, don't tell me. I'm so excited. And then I get to be excited for the surprise.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
No,
I'm so excited.
I'm not going to tell you.
Now I get to think about it.
Okay. So what's yours?
My confession?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I don't think I have one right now.
Okay.
Let's see. No, I don't really think I've been in pretty much an open book this last week. I said all my stupid things. I thought I had therapy. I have a pimple on my back. I always have like a pimple randomly somewhere.
You always have one somewhere.
That's just what it is.
And it's like, do you?
Yeah.
And then you say you do, so I have to believe
you. It's where my clothes are.
Okay. I believe you.
I thank you.
Okay.
My cat had poop on its butt and I let it sit on the bed.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I bet when we go back in, it'll be gone.
The cat poop?
She'll have cleaned it.
The bed?
Oh, it didn't get on the bed.
Oh, well, she said she has cat poop on her butt and then she sat.
Well, it was just like the litter and then the tiny bit of little.
Guys, this was my one thing about the cats is I cannot do cat litter. And it's everywhere. I just bought one with a lid. I didn't have one with a lid, the cat litter box. So the lid is coming. And hopefully that contains it a little bit more. But then it's harder to see
the poop.
It gets
on their paws, too. So you
got to
get
buy a mat.
You got to get the kind that's non-tracking and then a thing. Yeah, a mat or a...
I do have a confession.
Oh, here we go.
I am having a really hard time with a compliment.
Are you?
I am. I've been given a compliment this week. And I'm scared... I've realized I am scared to accept compliments. I obviously have a very big ego. I love myself. I think I'm amazing. I'm perfect. But a lot of times I'm faking it till I make it, where I say all that when I'm like just trying to gaslight myself into believing it. So I did a video for my app Flip and we submitted it into a video competition for fundraising. And in it, I'm doing the whole voiceover. It's a 99-second video.
It's very good.
Thank you. And I had to do the voiceover for it. And I asked everyone I knew to vote for it. I'm also going to ask you guys to vote for it. I'll put a link down below if you want to vote. That would be amazing. Anyway, so I'm asking everyone to vote for it. And my friends, I have a huge group chat with like 20 women. And I asked all of them, hey, can you guys, you know, vote on this? You have to watch it first and then you can vote. And then they all started commenting. They all started texting me back in the group chat being like, oh my God, Rachel, your voice is perfect for voiceovers. You have a phenomenal voice. Oh my God. And Joy was like, I've been telling you this. You need to do commercial work. Girl, get on this. And I was like, what are you saying? I just thought they were just trying to let me. Like, our group lifts each other up. This group of women is always just like hyping each other up no matter what. So I'm like, they're just trying to hype me up. They're being really sweet. It is what it is.
No, that's very true.
Oh, dude, he farted. God.
Oh. Well, don't waft it over here.
Like, it smells musty. Anyway, and then I met up with Zara later that day, and she was like, Rachel, I really do need to tell you, your voice sounded amazing. Like, we need to do something with this. I was like, you're adorable. But like, are you being, I was like, why, stop being cute. I just told her, I was like, you're being cute. Thank you. But you stop. And she was like, I'm not being cute. I'm being real. And Zara is the biggest love on the planet. So I was just like, whatever. And then she texted me later and she goes, I did not bring this up. Clayton, her husband, was like, hey, by the way, that video of Rachel, her voice was amazing. And I was like, Zara. So everyone's been confident. And she was like, Rachel, we're capitalizing on this. We're doing something with it. I'm having a really hard time believing everybody. And I'm like trying to logically explain it in my head. I'm like, there's no reason they would just start lying about this. I think I have a very normal voice.
And they all said the same thing.
Yeah, all said the same thing. And I didn't fully go, okay, maybe this is true, until her husband unprompted said it. Because why would a guy just randomly, you know, not even to me, just to his mm-hmm. wife? Because the girl group chat, I can see everyone, you know, being like, oh, yeah, 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 it was amazing. And then I realized I'm having a very hard time accepting the compliment.
Accept it.
I
accept it. It's true. Listen to yourself again. It's really
I
good.
Do. I listen to myself constantly. And I think that might be an issue, is that I'm always editing myself. So to me, it's just my voice.
Oh, well, it was good. It was really good.
Thank you. I just needed to confess that. I'm having a hard time with this.
And when the ball hit the phone, I thought that was pretty funny, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a funny video. Please go watch it down below and vote for it. All right. My camera battery is about to die, so I'm going to sign us off now.
All right.
I love you guys. Thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe, go vote for Flip, and we'll see you next time.
And paint some toast.
Paint some toast. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the planet?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridans, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.